You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Spectre, Rob, and I all have a meeting. We have a meeting every day, maybe twice, two meetings a day. We just kind of talk about the show, talk about sports, just guys. Spectre came in there today. He had a little bit of bop in his step, and he said, "I've got a spec says if you need it." And I was like, we don't really need it. We got two college football playoff games. We got five NFL playoff games this weekend. The Chiefs' number one wide receiver might be getting fired on his day off. Like, we got a lot. He's like, "No, I've got a spec says today." And I was like, "All right." I was like, "Don't tell me what it is. I don't want to know what it is. Please don't tell me what it is." I said, "Go record it, save it in the system, and I'll play it, and we can all hear it together." So I don't know what this spec says is. I don't know what it's about. But when your boss comes in there and says that he wants to say something, sometimes you got to let the man talk.
All right, C-Dot, you ready for this one? Because I know if you're watching on YouTube, you're about to start shaking your head, but here it goes. I think the NFL playoffs are overrated. I think the beauty of the NFL is Sundays with multiple games, with red zone, with fantasy football, parlays on multiple games going on at the same time in two different windows. The NFL playoffs one game at a time after getting 18 weeks of eight or three, four games at a time chunks in that noon or 3:25 window, it's just hard to then go to one game at a time. And I think the other part of it for me is the intensity level of the regular season doesn't really jump up to a different level in the NFL playoffs. Like, if you watch Major League Baseball in July, you get a completely different product in October. You love the NBA, C-Dot. February basketball is completely different than April basketball. Same thing in hockey. The way football is designed, it is intense and violent from start to finish. And so that jump in caliber, it's not like the caliber of play or the caliber of effort goes up in the NFL playoffs. It's the same as it was in the regular season. Obviously, there's more at stake, but the game doesn't fundamentally change like it does in baseball, basketball, and hockey.
All right. This is a very interesting take from Steven Spector. I don't 100% disagree with it. I disagree with it, but I don't 100% disagree with it. I don't disagree that a playoff game in terms of intensity and how it feels watching it doesn't feel that much different than watching a very intense regular season game. I do agree with it there, where in those other sports, it is drastically different watching an NBA game in May and June than it is in watching an NBA game in December. They're not the same product at all. Also in baseball, very different products watching the Royals in June than watching them in October for a lot of different reasons. So I don't disagree there. This is where I would disagree with Spec, Rob, and I'm curious how you feel. I feel like the volume distracts you from the actual product. The NCAA tournament, when it was packaged and you had to watch one game and then it would take you to this and it would just only give you the exciting parts of it, man, it was great. You want to know what some people's interests are? When you had to really sit down and you realize, oh, I'm just watching Notre Dame play Wisconsin now. Like, I get all of it. I think it distracts you from the quality of it. What Spectre is telling me is when I got to sit down and just watch one NFL game and I don't get all the bells and whistles, I don't like it as much. That's how I hear it. Now, what I do really appreciate about the playoffs, which I think is very different than how I watch the regular season NFL, is I like the story building and the layering as an NFL game continues to progress. It's like a boxing match. I like the early rounds where the two fighters are kind of feeling each other out. And then you get a couple of big shots and oohs and ahs, and then you see who's going to be able to have the stamina to be able to finish the round. I like that part about where we get to the playoffs. I like watching the game in the first half and then wondering what the adjustments are going to make and the swings in emotion and the back and forth. And you've been so emotionally invested in this thing. So by the time you get to the final 15 minutes, you feel like you know what's going on. And then you never know what kind of undecided twist it could take at the end. I like the fact that the pace of the NFL slows down and you can really focus in on one game. Sure, you're going to get some duds, no question. I don't think that all six of these playoff games we get this weekend are going to be some knockout, drag-out, instant classic games. But yeah, out of the six that we have, four are going to be amazing. There's going to be two blowouts. There's going to be two teams that don't show up. An injury happens that radically changes it. But this, is to me, is when the NFL starts to tell stories and really builds up the drama of the game. The weather is cold. The day goes from day to night. It's just a lot of those things about the storytelling and imagery of the NFL that I think make the playoffs very great. And it's the single elimination part of it. One mistake, one missed field goal, one turnover, one thing can end your entire season of a thing that we all have been watching since January and following. So overrated is very, very strong to me. I can't stand with Steven Spector on that.
I don't believe it's overrated, but this take has some nuance. I both agree and disagree with him all at the same time. I don't think it's overrated, but I don't think he's wrong to say a lot of the bells and whistles are what make pro football fun. A lot of the bells and whistles are what makes Sunday great. I also think because of the physicality of the sport, week four intensity level looks very similar to wild card weekend. But I don't think that's a problem for the NFL. I don't think that makes it overrated. For me, it's not exactly a one-for-one comparison, but I kind of view the NFL playoffs the way I view college basketball's March Madness. We are going to tell stories about people, and it's one and done. Because you know as well as I do, Carrington, there is going to be a player this weekend who makes a play in a game or has a big day in a singular game, and we're going to talk about them like, oh, can they replicate that? Remember?
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
The Chiefs and Bills 13-second game. Gabe Davis got paid off that day.
For sure.
And that day alone. And now they lost the game, so the storytelling started and ended on that day for Buffalo. I get it. But there's a heroes and villains type of thing that arises. There's an underdog. Can you believe Dalton Kincaid did that? Can you believe Jacoby Jones, where he had that great playoff run as the punt returner for the Ravens, their Super Bowl? I disagree with overrated, but I do think the bells and whistles make the sport better, and you take that away and you're forced to just watch the game. It's not the same, but I don't think that makes it overrated. So I weirdly agree and disagree all at the same time with Speck.
This is one of the things, though, I think that's very different and very unique about football. Like, someone on the text line just sent this in. CDOT, this is a terrible take. I don't watch the baseball playoffs if the Royals aren't in, but I do watch the NFL playoffs if the Chiefs aren't in it. We got a whole lot of evidence that suggests America will just watch football. It doesn't matter what it is. America will, if you tell Americans football is on television, it doesn't even have to matter for anything. America watches the Pro Bowl. America watches the Pop-Tart Bowl. If you tell Americans football is on television, they are watching. America needs a reason to watch the other sports. They need, like, it's got to be a Caitlin Clark once-in-a-generational superstar that just pops up. It's got to be the World Series. It's got to be the Kentucky. It's got to be a spectacle to get you to watch all of these other things. You don't really need the spectacle to watch football. I think some of that is, man, people just watch football for different reasons. People don't really watch basketball for different reasons. Some of you watch football mainly because of gambling purposes. Some of you watch football mainly because of fantasy football. Some of you watch football because that's one of the few things, that is one of the few television shows that every week a group of people get together to eat and drink and talk and do those things. We all know a casual football fan that doesn't really like it, but just likes being around the energy of football. It's not really how America watches baseball. It's not really how America watches basketball. Like, I like the NBA playoffs more than I like the NFL playoffs. I just like sports. I like competition. I don't know anything about soccer. I'll watch the national soccer. I'll watch the Club Americano. I'll watch the World Cup. I don't know anything about it. The only thing I know in soccer is offsides and don't use your hands. I can't tell you anything else. I don't know anything else, but it's competition at the highest level. So I can understand how, for some people, hey, man, once you eliminate the bells and whistles of football, the red zone, the fantasy football, once you eliminate all those things and it's just football, it's like, it's okay. I can understand that. That's not me, but I definitely get how someone can feel that way.
I do think where Speck's right is there's an intensity ratcheted up, in the other sports that football doesn't have. Now, it's because of the physicality football has throughout the season, but he's right. If you watch we'll use the Royals from two seasons ago. If you watch the Royals in July, they take on the Orioles of the K. It's, you know, you're fun, you're having a hot dog, baseball's on. You watch it in October, we were at Jefferson's for a watch party a couple years ago. You're hanging on by a thread every single pitch. It's a different intensity. Football doesn't have that, but that's only because the sport is so physical on October 11th and January 11th.
I actually think of differences. I don't disagree with you. I also think a difference is what makes football different. Like, football games can just end. Like, they just end, right? In baseball, you got to do something to make it end. Like, there's no question to me, if we're just like, what is more entertaining? The final inning of a baseball game is much more exciting than the final 3 minutes of a football game. Because you got to go out and get the outs. In football, you can run out the clock, one team has the ball, and you can just, no, that's not how baseball is. You got to go get the outs, which I think just make it a very exciting, like, all of these sports, the mechanism of how they end, I think just end very, very differently. But I enjoy the fact that we have spent so much time watching this thing and seeing how it ends. I'm not watching the first five seasons of a show and then we get to the season finale. I'm like, nah, I'm out. No, I've invested 60 episodes into this show. I want to see how this story ends. So we are now getting to the part where we see how the story ends in the National Football League. But why I like the NBA playoffs and why I like the Major League Baseball playoffs are just different. Like, what I love about the NBA playoffs is, man, for 2 months, basically, they're just hitting you over the head for basically 6 weeks of just every day you are watching basketball played at the absolute highest level and the swings and back and forth of a series. The NFL playoffs are just very different in that way.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.